pickles? Is everything kosher?
Yeah, everything's kosher.
Yesterday in the World Cup?
Yes.
Yeah. Sybil, I can't keep up. We lost, but we won.
And yet we've won.
We get to advance. That's like losing a boarding pass and getting upgraded to first class. Is it me or whenever the commentators say one of the German players' name and sound like the name of the new Volkswagen or a German beer? Schwarzenegger, Mutensager. What the Faber Nugent is going on? And since we're talking about soccer, contender number one is not a fighter. He's a striker from Uruguay. Luis Suarez. Did I say his name right, Sybil?
Yes, babe.
He bit the shiggity out of this dude's shoulder from Italy. Yep. Oh, Luis Tyson Suarez, a.k.a.
Count Sockula.
He bit off more than he can chew.
Ouch.
That they should call his new name Teeth Jerky. He got a 4-month ban, 9 matches, and $107,000, y'all. And they probably make him wear a muzzle when he returns. Contender number two, J. Anthony Brown, who's never nowhere to be found and never around whenever Chris Brown's in court. Jay really believes Chris is his nephew, y'all. I guess Brown is the new black. Contender number three, Chris Brown, who rejected a plea deal for that incident that happened outside the D.C. hotel. Come on, Chris. Take the plea. Don't go to trial. He's been doing a different kind of touring these days, y'all. Contender number four, Andrew Wiggins.
Oh.
Cleveland Cavaliers' number one draft pick.
Whoa.
Welcome to the NBA, which means a new blazer already. Did y'all see what Wiggins wore last night?
What do you have on, baby?
Hashtag these clothes ain't loyal. Hashtag the six heartbeat. Hashtag Frankie Lyman collection. Hashtag Jackie Wilson lonely teardrop. Hashtag quick from Harlem Nights. Hashtag Frank Lucas prom suits.
Don't forget Beetlejuice.
The Beetlejuice. Hey, I heard Jeremy Meeks got drafted yesterday. Sybil, did you hear that?
No.
Yeah, by the San Quentin Shawshank.
Oh, no.
Contender number six, Barbara Walters. Uh-oh. Barbara Walters is a cold piece, Tom. She's a cold, cold piece. She obstructed the view. Suppose our girl Sherry Shepherd is not going to be on The View anymore, and Jenny McCarthy. Now, Barbara Walters knew that shiggity when she had that retirement party in New York. Had Sherry known that, her gift would have been a lot different, wouldn't it? Oh, yeah, Whoopi is the last comic standing. Barbara Walters, this is for us. You are the Bama of the week.
Week.
Y'all heard Stevie J and Conrad Murray got an album coming out?
What?
Ain't no joke. I just wanted to say that.